I've always enjoyed the cute story of the chicken and the pig. They lived on a farm, and Farmer Jones treated them with great kindness, and they decided we should do something very nice for the farmer. And so they were thinking about what they could do, and the chicken came up with the idea. It said, "Tomorrow morning, we're going to cook Farmer Jones breakfast." And the chicken said to the pig, "I will supply the eggs, and you supply the bacon." Well, the pig thought about it for a few moments and said, "I'm not so sure. See, for you, that's a donation. For me, that's a total commitment." And that's what the Lord is talking about in today's gospel. To love the Lord with a total commitment. He says, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. See, that's the entirety of our being, because we are a soul, we are a body, we're a mind, we're emotions. It's loving God with every aspect of our being, loving Him intellectually, loving Him emotionally, loving Him physically, loving Him with all of our strength. See, that's what the Lord is asking of us today, not just to give Him a little bit of ourselves, but to give Him everything, to give Him our whole heart and soul, strength and mind. When the Lord answered this question, and the question was, which is the first of all the commandments? He answered by quoting Deuteronomy, the very famous quotation, the most important quotation of the entire Old Testament. In Hebrew, it's called the Shema, which is the Hebrew word for hear. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone. And this passage was so important to the Jewish people that they would write this on little tiny pieces of parchment on paper. They would put it on their doorpost. They would nail it to their doorpost. Even today, if you go to some devout Jewish homes, they have these little scrolls on the door, on the doorpost, to remind themselves to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. The devout Jews in the Lord's day would also take the parchment and put it in a little box and put it on their forehead or on their arm to remind themselves to always keep that in the forefront of their mind, to love God. And also they would put it on their arm, almost like an armband. What's interesting is if you research the Shroud of Turin, on the Shroud of Turin, the Lord has one on his forehead and also on his arm. So the Lord did this as well. Again, what a beautiful practice and custom that they had to always keep it in the forefront of your mind to love the Lord with every fiber of your being, with every aspect of your being. So when the Lord answered this question, on which was the first of all the commandments, he could have, you know, said a number of different commandments, but what the Lord did was something very interesting. See, in those days, there were over 600 rules and regulations that the scribes and Pharisees had added. But then, of course, there were the 10 great commandments given by God to Moses. So the Lord took the 10 commandments and boiled them down to two. He reduced them to the two great commandments, love of God and love of neighbor. If you notice the 10 commandments, the first three have to do with our love of God, to worship Him alone, to honor the Lord's day, to honor the Lord's name. Then commandments 4 through 10 have to do with your neighbor, beginning with your parents, honoring them, and then honoring the sanctity of human life, honoring sanctity of marriage, honoring other people's property, and honoring truth. And all the other commandments have to do with our relationship with our neighbor. So the Lord took the first three and reduced them to the one great commandment, to love God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind. And He took the next four commandments and reduce them to, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So as St. John of the Cross says, when it comes down to our judgment day, St. John of the Cross says, in the evening of life, we will be judged on how much we have loved. That's what it's all about, how much we have loved. Have we loved God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind? Have we loved our neighbor out of love for God? Have we loved our neighbor and treated them as we would like to be treated? In fact, Jesus even deepens this, and he says, love one another as I have loved you. Well, how did Jesus love us? Look up at the cross. You see that total, unconditional, sacrificial love. What's also interesting when you look at this passage is that the New Testament was written in Greek, and so the Greek word for love here is agape. Now, there's four major words for love in Greek. In fact, if you want to read a great book, you can read C.S. Lewis's book called The Four Loves, where he talks about the four loves being eros, which is romantic love, philios, which is brotherly love, right? Remember my hometown of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love? Growing up, I called it the city of brotherly shove, right? So Philadelphia is, philios is brotherly. And then you have storge, which is like patriotism. But the Lord did not use any of these words when he told us to love God and love our neighbor. In the Greek New Testament, it says the word love is agape, or agape, which means this total, sacrificial, self-donating, self-giving kind of love. The kind of love that husbands and wives have for each other, the sacrificial love. The kind of love that parents have for their children, sacrificial love. The kind of love that God has for us. When the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, it's this kind of love. It's a sacrificial, self-giving, total, unconditional kind of love. And so that is our challenge. That is the goal, to love God in this way. And what's, I think, very important to realize is that if love was just a feeling, God cannot command us to have a feeling. God cannot command you to be happy or to be sad or to be hungry or be thirsty. See, God cannot command us to have a feeling. But if love is an act of the will, if love is a decision, then God can command us to make an act of the will. God can command us to make a decision. He cannot command us to feel a certain way. But since he says, this is my great commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. This is that agape, this total, sacrificial, unconditional love. And I think a good reminder for us is that every time we make the sign of the cross, we should remind ourselves, because when we make the sign of the cross, we touch our forehead to remind us to love God with all of our mind. We place our hand near our heart to remind us to love God with all of our heart. And the shoulders, which are a symbol of strength, we remind ourselves to love God with all of our strength. So every time we make the sign of the cross, we ask to be reminded to love God with our mind, our heart, our strength, and our entire soul. In fact, the cross itself is the beautiful image of that too, because the vertical bar can represent our love for God, and the horizontal bar, our love for neighbor. So everything is summed up in the cross. Whenever you see a cross, think about that. The vertical bar reminds us to love God, the horizontal bar to love our neighbor. And that sign of the cross can remind us to love God the way he wants us to love him. So ask yourselves these questions. We should ask ourselves regarding our heart, do we love God with all of our affections? Is our love for him warm and real? to love God with all of our soul? Do we give God our entire being, our entire life? When we pray, do we try to be focused on God when we pray? Do we love God with all of our mind? Do we read and study the Bible? Do we read and study the teachings of the church to come to know God better through studying the Bible, the catechism, the lives of the saints? So do we really use our intellectual strength to learn more and more about God? And lastly, physically, how do we love God? Do we give him of our time, our talent, our treasure? Do we give God our material possessions? Do we try to love God with our bodies? Because our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So through purity, loving God in a pure way with our bodies. See, these are all ways in which we can love God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind. Because God doesn't want just a couple donations of eggs, right? He wants the whole bacon. He doesn't want just a little side gift. He wants our total commitment.